This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited frontline troops in the eastern city of Bakhmut, where some of the fiercest fighting in recent weeks in Ukraine has taken place. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Zelensky's office released on Tuesday video footage showing Zelensky dressed in khaki handing out medals to soldiers for their work fighting Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. Explosions could be heard outside their bunker as the president thanked them and paused to recognize those who lost their lives in the fight. The battle for Bakhmut has been long and hard. Control of the city could give Russia a stepping stone to advance on bigger Ukrainian cities, but so far Ukrainian forces have held on. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A spokesman for the Ukrainian Air Force said Tuesday a Russian attack using what he said were Iranian drones Monday was the largest since Russian troops began using the unmanned aerial vehicles in the war. Speaking to reporters, spokesman Yuri Hanat said 35 drones were fired at Ukraine Monday. He said many were shot down, but at least five struck civilian areas. Russia has denied using Iranian drones in Ukraine. Iran admits to having sent the drones to Russia, but said it was before the invasion. The governor of the occupied eastern province of Luhansk said Tuesday Ukrainian troops were getting close to the region's key city, Kramina. In an interview via remote with the Associated Press, regional governor Sergei Haidai said there are heavy battles, but little by little, step by step, our troops are moving forward. Haidai said the frozen ground will allow heavy military vehicles to move forward more easily in the region. But he added the counteroffensive won't be quick and easy in Luhansk as occupying Russian troops have dug in effectively. This is VOA News. European Union regulators said Tuesday Amazon has agreed to make major changes to its business practices to settle antitrust investigations that found the e-commerce giant gave itself an unfair advantage over rival merchants. Amazon promised to give sellers equal visibility in the buy box and the prime area on its website that often leads to higher sales. The company also pledged to stop using non-public data from independent sellers on its platform to provide insights into its own products to compete against those merchants. Amazon also agreed not to discriminate against sellers in its Prime membership service and let Prime members freely choose any delivery service they like. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Tuesday, EU Commissioner for Competition Margrethe Vestager welcomed the settlement.
Amazon now will have to implement these commitments within 6 months, so at the latest by June 23. And this means that by next summer, Amazon will have to end any preferential treatment towards its own retail and logistics operations in Europe.
The commitments from Amazon allow the company to avoid a legal battle with the EU's top antitrust watchdog that could have ended with huge fines worth up to 10% of its annual worldwide revenue. An investigation is underway regarding an airline flight last weekend bound for Hawaii that experienced so much turbulence, 20 people went to the hospital. Meanwhile, weather forecasters are warning of more bumpy holiday travel ahead. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tiffany Reyes had just gotten back to her seat and was about to buckle up when the Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix Sunday hit turbulence without warning.
I ended up on the floor. And I looked up and the ceiling was broken. So I asked everyone around me, was that me? So yeah, they said I had apparently flew into the ceiling and slammed into the ground.
The airline was aware of the forecast, but says it had no warning the area was dangerous. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Warovec.
A lot of us have traveled during windy conditions and it's going to be pretty bumpy taking off and landing when the winds are so strong. So I think it's going to be a very highly impactful storm coming up.
I'm Julie Walker.
White House officials said Tuesday President Joe Biden will travel to Mexico next month for the North American Leaders Summit. Biden will meet with Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on January 9th and 10th. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said the leaders will discuss economic stability, security, and immigration, among other topics. The summit comes as the U.S. and Mexico are grappling with surging numbers of migrants at the southern border. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.